I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Adam Moskowitz, owner of Larkin. And Adam, I want to know, how are you guys holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy?
I'm very, very happy to say we dodged a bullet, meaning we're good. We didn't lose power. We were in Zone A. At about two blocks away from me, had about, 5 feet of water on the street. But by the grace of God, Larkin remained unscathed. So we're doing good.
That's awesome. And for those who may not be familiar with Larkin, what exactly is it that you guys do?
I would call us a logistic hub for cheese. We basically handle imports from Europe, meaning we receive them. I'm a U.S. Customs bonded facility, so I basically clear customs and FDA on premise. And then I'm also a warehouse that stores cheese and related foodstuffs for some of our major players in the food business.
And where are you guys located?
Long Island City.
Out in Long Island City. Now, I'm curious, has there been any shift in business in your direction with the hits that ports have taken in the Northeast as a result of the storm? Has anything in the chain kind of gotten bumped around a little bit?
Yeah, so what I'm hearing and experiencing is that New Jersey's really, really bad. What I'm hearing is that a lot of warehouses, companies weren't even able to get access to their building until today. It's the water's that bad over there. So I've actually received numerous phone calls from frozen seafood guys to yogurt companies basically scrambling for space. I have kept my focus on helping the cheese business. I've had two cheese shops from New York. I won't mention their names, but I helped them with that, with their lack of power situation. We shift all their product over here, temporarily, of course. And I, for cheese people, there's been a couple of redirects that I've managed. But other than that, I've actually, unfortunately, had to say no to some people because we're a 40,000 square foot facility, and I'm scheduled to receive 600,000 pounds of cheese in the next 5 to 7 days. So my space is really limited, and I'm only really looking out for the cheese people.
Sure, that makes sense. I mean, you have to
focus. Sorry out there for everybody non-cheese.
I'm curious, as far as the cheese that you're about to receive, I mean, is there going to be any challenges bringing that into your location? I mean, is it coming by rail or water or by truck?
Great question. So I receive on a weekly basis. So I've got two different situations at one time. The vessel carrying this week's inbound, or the two vessels, excuse me, were able to actually dock and got their containers off the ship, but I've not been able to get them out of the pier. Typically, we would receive them Monday and Wednesday, but the pier is without power right now, and the reports that I'm getting from the pier, Port Newark, is not good. They're without power. There's extreme damage. They're having it surveyed over the weekend with, I believe it's either the Coast Guard and or. So it seems like the port, I hate to say this, might be broken. So my two issues. One is getting the containers that are currently in the pier out of the pier. I'm hoping to get those within, I'm hoping they'll be open on Saturday. They're going day by day. So they're closed today, and they've just announced that they're closed tomorrow. I'm praying they'll be open on Saturday. If so, Larkin will be open, and I'll receive those containers. So there's issue one. Issue two, then, is that the vessel's coming in. There's a vessel that's supposed to come in this week. This is the big thing. Like, where I am in the supply chain, I basically catch it from Europe. So this is all the Thanksgiving cheese. Right? Thanksgiving's 3 weeks out. So this week that I'm waiting for and this week that's coming in, these are the two biggest weeks of the year. And I actually don't know what's going to happen with that vessel. If it can't come into our port, Port Newark, it will then go down the line, Philadelphia, then Baltimore, then Norfolk. And depending on capacity and relationships and functionality, they'll probably be unloaded or discharged in one of those ports and then either railed or trucked up into our neck of the woods.
Wow. I mean, it's just fascinating when you think about how food is moving around the country and how much intake happens here in the Northeast. You know, it's not like you can put a stop necessarily to those trucks or those ships that are en route. And so it's great that, you know, there's somebody there kind of looking at these logistics. It sounds like a real mess, but it sounds like you're holding up okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated, right? So the challenge here is that there are trucking companies that typically carry freight across the country, and they're in trouble because they're based out of New Jersey. So there's a bunch of rerouting that's going on midstream because the goal is to just keep freight moving. Otherwise, it's a massive bottleneck. What I'm hearing, because I'm talking a lot to the truckers, traffic out there is extremely bad. And what I'm hearing is that downtown Manhattan is really bad, and when it comes to power, everybody's scrambling, basically. So like, it's definitely I feel very fortunate. I've been able to help cheese people, which also makes me happy, but it sounds like there's a lot of people out there that are still struggling. And it sounds like the farther we get away from the city, the worse it is, especially in Central and South Jersey and Long Island. Because the problem, just to give you even a highlighted more information of like our situation, with the I explained to you the containers coming through the port, and I explained to you the vessels, but then there's also Customs and FDA, and the customs broker having to facilitate entries and all that jazz. But the internet's down and power's down, so there's a bunch. It's not just physically, but then it's also like electronically and transmitter wise. It's definitely a unique situation going on right now.
Wow. Well, we'll definitely keep in touch to stay abreast of how things are moving on that end. And I want to thank you for joining us today and giving us an update from your perspective, and then also for being a friend to those in the New York and New Jersey cheese world.
Got to. Cheese got to keep moving.
Thanks a lot, Adam.
Have a good day.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.